Spider-Man.
I am unwanted.
We have a job to do.
Do you have the papers?
I learned this the hard way, a long, long time ago.
What could go wrong?
I'm a driver.
That's that.
I don't do nothing for no one for nothing.
So what happens now?
This is Mommy's very special work trip.
One more thing.
Yeah?
It's very nice. You think so? Or are you just saying that?
I really like it.
The movie news.
I got the bullets.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, we are starting this afternoon with news of the film Cruella.
Yeah, so this is another live-action origin story, and it's based, I suppose, on the classic 101 Dalmatians, and it's featuring Cruella de Vil. And I suppose, you know, considering The Lion King has done pretty well at the box office, Disney's just going to keep remaking these live-action versions to bring in new audiences. So Emma Stone is already cast in the role in this movie. Tonya director Craig Gillespie, good director, is actually taking the directing duties of the film. But some extra cast that's been added. Paul Walter Hauser has joined the cast. He's in talks to join the cast. Mark Platt also producing alongside Emma Thompson, who we believe is joining the cast as well.
Two
Emmas. So obviously, this is obviously a big production for Disney to mount, and they're planning that it's going to hit cinemas December 23rd, 2020. That's when we're going to see it on the big screen. But having the likes of Hauser on board, I mean, he's got a lot of interest lately. I suppose he first broke out in the MMA drama Kingdom, after which he then went on to appear in I, Tonya as Harding's sort of bumbling bodyguard.
Yeah.
He's also appeared in Spike Lee's Black Klansman and in Late Night, which was out recently. And he currently stars in a YouTube streaming hit called Cobra Kai. And he recently landed the role in Clint Eastwood's upcoming film of Richard Jewell, and that's the drama of the real-life security guard whose world was turned upside down after he was falsely accused of being responsible for the 1996 pipe bombing at Atlanta at one of the parks there.
So he's having a good run at it, as they say.
He certainly is, yeah, okay. So we'll watch out for that one.
Okay, that's Cruella. Now, meanwhile, we were talking last week, Gart, about the Toronto Film Festival and a very fine lineup, but you were saying to us that the Irishman, Scorsese's new film, wasn't ready for Toronto. But
it has been announced that it's going to be the opening night film of the 57th New York Film Festival.
Nice one.
So
yeah,
it's been a long time in the making, this movie, and it relies very heavily on special effects to de-age the characters. We have Al Pacino, Robert De Niro starring in it, and I suppose a lot has been made of this, that you're going to see them as younger men in the film thanks to this amazing sort of special effects works. But it obviously was delaying the post-production schedule, and we didn't know where it would land. That's a really good sign for the movie now, I suppose, but it's also good because you're talking about, I suppose, one of the most quintessential New York filmmakers
exactly.
of all time, so for it
it's
to open at the festival, it definitely is. The movie itself has cost $160 million. This is a big push by Netflix to, I suppose, make an attack on the Oscar season. One of the big issues around it, will it, you know, get a wide release in cinemas? Because obviously Netflix's strategy is to release it on VOD around the world, and that's going to be a bit of a battle in the US, because obviously to contend and be a contender in the Oscar race, you have to obviously do well on the big screen as well. So we'll see, because a lot of the cinemas will refuse to take it if it's only going to be, you know, a couple of weeks before it comes on to Netflix. But one of the exciting things about the movie as well is the extra cast. Joe Pesci is back in this movie as well. Harvey Keitel also starring in it. So Ray Romano as well, Anna Paquin. So it's a really, really good cast. Anyway, the 17-day New York Film Festival is going to run from September 27th through to October 13th.
Okay, and that's where you get to see The Irishman. Meanwhile, at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre in Dublin, well, it's the final frontier, huh?
It's the final frontier because they're going to be doing a screening of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. But the more exciting part for everybody that will be there is the live conversation with the one and only Captain James T. Kirk, that is William Shatner, who will be there. And there's, you know, special opportunities for people to do photo opportunities with him, etc. He'll be relaying the stories, the humorous stories. I actually, would you believe it? I don't know how this happened. Many years ago, read a autobiography of William Shatner.
Okay, so you know the whole story.
I know the whole story.
He's going to be entertaining, though, I think.
He is entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he takes the franchise of Star Trek quite seriously as well. Actually, you know, to show that movie, movie, that's one of the best Star Trek movies there ever was. It's a really, really good movie, so much so that J.J. Abrams pretty much went and remade it years later. But 10th of March is when it's taking place. And yeah, it'll be an entertaining evening with Mr. Shatner. You can even throw in some T.J. Hooker questions as well.
Exactly, if there's time to spare. Meanwhile, Baby Driver.
Baby Driver is edging towards a sequel. And this isn't a surprise, really, because back in 2017, when it was released in June of that year, became sort of an international hit worldwide. 226 million at the box office, making it Edgar Wright's most financially successful film at the box office. He has been quite vocal about a sort of follow-up to it. He said that after the release of it, Sony was eager for him to do a sequel. He's never directed a sequel in the traditional sense, but he admitted that doing Baby Driver as one would make sense. So it appears that the script has been written, because Ansel Elgort recently shared with MTV News, actually, that he has the script and that he's reading it. We may have to wait a little bit, though, because he's currently filming with Steven Spielberg in the West Side Story version that he's making. And he'll be on screen anyway in the near future in The Goldfinch, because he does star in that as well. Wright, meanwhile, is filming his psychological horror film Last Night in Soho, which is set to release sometime in 2020. But most definitely, Baby Driver 2 coming our way.
Coming our way. Okay, we'll keep an eye on that one. Some more casting news for us. Abigail Breslin.
Abigail Breslin, go all the way back to Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
She was the actress in that movie. Anyway, she's going to star alongside Matt Damon in the upcoming movie Stillwater, which will be directed by Tom McCarthy. Now, it follows an American oil rig roughneck from Oklahoma, played by Damon, who travels to Marseille to visit his estranged daughter, who's in prison for a murder she claims she did not commit. Confronted by language barriers, cultural differences, and a complicated legal system, he attempts to make it his personal mission to exonerate his daughter, played by Breslin. And in the process, he develops a friendship with a local woman and her daughter and embarks on a personal journey of discovery and a large sense of belonging in the world. So production is set to start on that sometime next month. Breslin herself actually is going to also reprise her role as Little Rock in the sequel Zombieland Double Tap. This is a sequel to the 2009 hit. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg and Emma Stone also returning for that. So there you go.
Okay, some Irish film news for us this afternoon. Two stories.
First is Beards. This is a new Irish film which recently wrapped production, has secured actually UK and international sales. The Irish comedy drama marks the second feature of director David Frayne, who did The Cured a couple of years back. So Fionn O'Shea, who is in Handsome Devil, stars alongside Lola Pettigrew, and they lead a story set in Ireland during the mid-90s of two closeted teenagers who decide to stage a relationship in order to stop everyone speculating about their sexuality. Barry Ward and Sharon Horgan also star in the feature, which recently wrapped a five-week shoot in Ireland. So it'll follow on, I think it was 2017 that The Cured, which starred Ellen Page, came out. So David Frayne directing this one. That premiered actually in Toronto back in 2017.
Very good. And our second Irish story?
Yeah, the production gears up for Stephen Gaffney's fourth feature called The Profession of Violence. Filming on this one is due to begin in August on what has been described as an Irish true crime drama. Owen Quinn, Eric Lawler, both known from the small screen in Fair City, star in this movie. Gaffney penned it alongside Erica Keegan and says the feature is primarily set in Dublin, but with certain scenes and events are going to take place in Spain and Dubai. His previous features have been picked up actually for distribution, most recently Red Room, a sort of gore-soaked horror, which was released in cinemas and DVD. So this movie, The Profession of Violence, will be entered into festivals in 2020 before being released to the public.
Very good. We wish them well with a production on that now. Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, he's going to star in a true-life canine adventure called Arthur the King. This is based on a 2017 novel by Mikael Lindnord, and the story follows the captain of a Swedish adventure racing team who meets a wounded stray dog, and during a 500-mile race through the Ecuadorian jungles, he throws him a meatball, which led the dog to follow the team through the toughest terrain on the planet. He decided to adopt the dog and bring him back to Sweden. So Wahlberg is going to play Lindnord in the movie. No director is attached to it as yet. So.
Okay, we do have a director attached to this next novel that is going to be hit the big screen.
Yeah, Luca Guadagnino is set to direct, we think, Lord of the Flies. So he was the director of Call Me By Your Name, which was hugely successful. Mm. Suspiria as well. The original book, of course, centres on a group of young male boarding school students that end up stranded on an island and devolve into prepubescent savages over the course of the story. They were talking about doing a sort of gender swap version of this, but it doesn't seem like they're going to do it. That idea has been scrapped, but that sounds like an exciting prospect.
Yes, keep an eye on that one, definitely. Let's come to new releases in our cinemas this weekend, beginning with Hobbs and Shaw.
Pick a door.
All right, then.
No, that's my door.
What's the matter with you? I made a mistake. This is your door.
Oh, no. No backsies. What's the matter? You got a lot of bad guys behind that door?
What's this? You might learn something.
Fans of the Fast and Furious franchise going to be delighted to see Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Idris Elba, who plays the villain in this, Vanessa Kirby and Helen Mirren, all starring in Hobbs and Shaw, is going to do well at the box office. A couple of movies to mention for the kids as well. The Angry Birds are back. This is the Angry Birds movie 2, obviously based on that game that we all remember, but the first one was hugely successful, so what do they do? Bring us the sequel. And we've also got Charming as well. It's a story of three fairy tale princesses find themselves engaged to the same guy, Prince Charming, Demi Lovato, on voice duties there. So two movies for the kids and fans of Fast and Furious. Happy
good.
As well.
TV movie for this week. Irish interest in this one, guys.
Yes, yeah. Irish interest in this one. This is a drama based on John Banville's novel called The Sea, starring Kieran Hines, Charlotte Rampling. It's about a grieving widower seeks solace by returning to the seaside town where he spent several holidays as a child. The experience brings back memories of a summer in 1955 where his friendship with two twins and their glamorous parents led to a traumatic incident. You can watch that movie tonight or T1 at 10 past 11.
Great stuff. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you.
Ivanovich Gurdjieff was an enigmatic teacher, mystic and composer with many devoted followers. On Sound Out this Sunday, we'll hear works that he composed on the guitar to be transcribed for the piano, but which have just been reappropriated for the electric guitar by Gunter Herbig. Plus a new collection of world premiere recordings of chamber music by the composer Mark Antony Turnage. New music, new releases, plus our weekly gig guide. It's all on Sound Out with me, Ian McLean, Sunday, 9 p.m.
And musicals with Aideen Gormley.